Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Hey guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I saw the movie Elvis. I had to see it in a couple days because it's a long movie, but it was fantastic. And remember, we've had some real, real crappy movies coming out since the pandemic. So I was extremely impressed. Austin Butler did a fantastic impersonation of Elvis. Tom Hanks did a great Colonel Tom Parker. Which, by the way, can I just say something? You know, when you watch the movie, okay, apparently Colonel Tom Parker, he died in Las Vegas at Valley Hospital in 1997. Now, I was still in L.A. at the time. I wasn't at Valley Hospital yet, so I had nothing to do with that. But when they show in the movie that he's in the hospital bed, there's a view of the, you know, the resorts, the International Hotel, which is now the Westgate and used to be the Hilton. Okay, and that's not accurate. In Las Vegas, when you're in a hospital room, you don't necessarily see the strip, see the resorts, have, I don't know, cocktails come into your room. Everybody looks like a showgirl. That's not what happens. And I don't understand why Hollywood continually depicts Vegas that way. A hospital room looks like a hospital room. And I mean, you might get a view of some of the trees and the mountains. You could get some very beautiful mountain views, but you do not get a view of, you know, any of the clubs, right? Or any of the sparkling lights and all that. That's not how it's depicted. But the movie was fantastic in that it looked at Elvis as a victim of being preyed upon by his manager. And the manager told his side of the story in a way, in this story, about how, you know, look, he helped him. He's the one that kind of got him famous. He looked out for him like a son. But then on the flip side, you saw that he was trapped. He was caught in a trap, right? So you start to see that you know, he could have been more of a victim than we would have ever thought. And I'm a huge Elvis fan. I loved his music. I thought he was even more talented than Hollywood or RCA or whatever could have even depicted. I think his voice could have even gone farther. I loved the gospel. I loved how he would interpret some of these songs. But you are in life faced with decisions on getting ahead but being taken advantage of. Now, I know you guys are not going to believe this, but there was a time when people wanted to sleep with me. Okay, yeah, I know. I'm shocked. Maybe there was a mass cataract or glaucoma issue back in the 90s. I don't know. But earlier in my life, there was a time where people wanted to, who knows, maybe huge mental health epidemic. I don't know. And I had been offered opportunities that could have made me as big as I wanted to be. And I said no, because I was afraid God would smite me with the lightning bolt. I was religious. I was like, no, I just did it. And I learned of these. I followed a lot of these stories from these talents from the 1950s who got in with a manager and then got screwed over. And you know, even in my radio career, there have been people that have tried to prey upon you. And you make a choice in life, whether it's your career in marketing or your career in engineering or career in medicine. You make a choice where you let somebody prey upon you or not. And you would think, well, that's an easy decision, because you could say, well, you know, go bounce. I get the hell out of here. Go kick rocks. Not entirely. How these people prey upon you is, we're going to be a team. We're going to be a partner. And we are going to do this together. And it's a partnership. So you think you're going to go into it with equal footing, only to find out that no, you're not going to have equal footing. and then things are written a certain way. Don't worry, you know what? I got the legal stuff. You deal with the talent. You just look pretty. I got the legal stuff. And then the legal stuff, of course, screws you over. And we see this time and time again. But you have individuals who, you know, might say, look, I would rather be in a position, I mean, some people do this on purpose, that rather be in a position where they are big and have some clout, and then hopefully, you know, when they do have to try to separate, they're big enough where somebody else is going to want them. Well, the movie with Elvis showed that even when Elvis wanted to separate, he couldn't. Whether it was legal reasons, whether it was money reasons, whether he put himself into this position where Colonel Tom Parker could have been. You know, we see this in abusive relationships, and I'm not saying Colonel Tom Parker was abusive. It was only a movie. I can't, you know, judge based on a movie. But we do put ourselves into these relationships where somebody is, you know, abusing you. And it doesn't have to be them hitting you. It doesn't have to be them cursing at you and calling you names or sexually assaulting you. It could just be that they have you by the cojones. And, if that did happen with Elvis and he didn't get to do what he wanted to do and he was limited and, you know, and then he turned to drugs and all that, then, you know, the case that his manager might have, you know, caused him to have an early death could be valid. Now, his mom, Elvis's mom, died of allegedly a heart attack and liver cirrhosis in her 40s. They say that Elvis died of a heart attack or a heart arrhythmia, even though they did find, I believe, drugs on board, I think like cocaine and some pain medications, things like that. I believe his autopsy report is sealed for another, gosh, his autopsy report is supposed to be sealed for 50 years. So I think in 2027, we'll have Elvis's autopsy report. But I wouldn't be surprised that, you know, it could have been the fame, it could have been, you know, the not being able to get out, it could have been the money woes, but it's heartbreaking for a talent such as that to go through that, and he's not the only one, all right? There are individuals every day, I could have been in that position, I'm not comparing myself to Elvis, but I could have been in a position where my career or my acting career or my singing career, yes, I used to be able to sing, I know, soccer, but I can't anymore. I know, you know what, maybe I should have let somebody take advantage of me, because you guys are like, there's no way I had any of those talents. I did. I was one talented little puppy, and now it's like, I'm old. But anyway, so when you are faced with a decision, And you think, you know, I could partner with them and I could deal with it later. No, you could never deal with it later. Never get into a bad deal. A bad deal will always be bad. 1-877-DOC-SALLY, don't go away. Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
My name is Stephen Heuer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so some of you, and we will get to some of your questions. One question we got over the weekend was when King Charles III, and it is King Charles, it's still, you know, it's amazing that we witnessed such a monarchy, such a legend as Queen Elizabeth to, you know, be able to sit on the throne for 70 years. It's amazing. So we now have King Charles III. And King Charles, a couple years ago, I think we spoke about it on our show, was caught with some real swollen hands and feet and ankles. I think this was in 2019. So I think we discussed it before. One of you was curious about, you know, his medical conditions. But it's really come to light now because people, all eyes are on King Charles. It's fascinating how nobody really recognized that he's been having swollen hands and feet for a while because all eyes have been on Queen Elizabeth and, you know, then William and Harry and all the drama going on with Meghan Markle and Harry and all that. And so, you know, people haven't realized it. Well, now that Charles is king, King Charles III, and you see him signing his proclamations and, you know, he looks pretty swollen. And he's 73, is it? It's I think he was born in 46. So, yeah. So we're obviously a little concerned about his health. And, you know, he's older and you know, he might not have the longevity. God willing, we hope he does, but he might not have the longevity as his mother did, just recently passing at the age of 96. So when I saw his swelling a few years back, whenever you see ankle edema and swelling and, you know, peripheral vascular disease is a huge, huge basket of things that have to do with people's circulation and fluid dependency and the vessels not necessarily pumping the fluid back. You know, when your heart beats with a very, very high velocity and force through the arteries. But the veins need to get that blood back. So the veins have to have some compliance, they have to have some valves, and they also have to be a part of that. Veins that collapse, like your varicose veins, hemorrhoids, things like that, can't get the blood back. You know, you can't just rely on the arterial push, the physics involved with all the canals and resistance and all that. You need flow and you need, and I'm not here to give you guys a physics lesson because Lord knows physics is not my strong point, but the veins have to be very active. They're just not conduits. They're just not pipes. They do have mechanisms and action. And when those fail, and or anything peripherally, you have your central system, which is more brain and heart and central, then you have your peripheral, which is like your hands and feet, periphery, on the periphery. Those things could translate into poor circulation, backflow, and when you do have backflow, fluid settles. You could have dependent edema, where you have gravity and, you know, remember, everything has to push it. You're standing, and your heart is pumping. Why isn't all your blood pulling to the ground? That's what gravity does. Well, it's because of the mechanisms and all the forces that you have with your vessels. So it's very common as people age to start getting swelling of the feet. It's also very, very genetic. The women in my family do not have adorable, cute, small ankles. I wish they did. We just don't. Even when we were at our skinniest, even at my skinniest, I didn't have the cutest ankle. You know, I got size 10 feet. I'm not the most petite little girl there. But his hands, King Charles's hands, are pretty swollen. And a few years back, they were almost red and shiny. I mean, it was some pretty, pretty bad swelling. So we call that swelling edema. Whenever you have swelling, it's edema. You get a swollen eye, you bust your knee, you twist your ankle, it swells. We call it edema. The media is doing what they did with Bruce Willis, where they're giving a diagnosis to a symptom that they have. Like Bruce Willis, sadly, appears to suffer from aphasia, where he has difficulty getting the words out. But aphasia is a symptom of something else. And nobody wants to diagnose Bruce Willis with something that they aren't sure he has. So we don't want to say, well, he's got aphasia because maybe he had a stroke, or maybe he has some early onset dementia, or maybe there's a mass, a tumor, something like that. When we don't know what they have, we go with the diagnosis of, well, what's a symptom that they have? But usually that symptom means there's something else going on. So with King Charles III, if he has notable hand swelling and notable ankle swelling and edema, his diagnosis, yeah, you could technically assess him to have edema, but why does he have the edema? What is the process going on? Now, if it was just his hands, you know, a lot of us would think, well, maybe rheumatism, arthritis. You know, when you have arthritis and you have issues with your joints, they swell. That's the body's way of trying to protect the joint, trying to prevent the joint from hurting itself more. Like if you ever, you know, twist your knee or twist your ankle, you swell so you can't move it. You're like, well, I can't move it. And well, that's, your body doesn't want you to move it. It's injured. Your body wants to try to heal it first. It might not be able to, but it's a defense mechanism from your body. So swelling happens when you have arthritis in the joints. When I see severe hand swelling, I think of a few things. I think of arthritis. I think of rheumatoid arthritis. I think of other autoimmune issues. If it's just one hand, I might think of trauma, and I might think of infection. When it's both hands, though, you know, that's you know, some pretty significant peripheral vascular issues. And then I look at the feet, and if the feet and the legs are swollen, then you start to wonder, well, maybe there's an issue with the plumbing. And when there's an issue with the plumbing, what's the first thing you do? You look at the pump. Well, the pump is the heart. So whenever there is swelling, we always want to make sure that there's not an issue with the heart pumping, because the main force to get that flow through the body is the velocity and force of the heart. So if the heart's in heart failure, I'm not saying King Charles is in that at all, but these are things we look at if people have swelling. So those of you sitting there with leg swelling right now, you're like, I'm a little swollen. Your doctor does need to examine your heart and make sure you don't have early heart failure where the pump just isn't pumping that well. If you don't have a good pump, then you don't have the pressure that brings that fluid, you know, that helps that fluid push through. So it starts to settle. Also, we start to look at your kidney function. We look at your liver function. There's a variety of other things that could malfunction that can force you to swell. It could be a hormonal issue. And then we also look at medications. There are certain medications that could put you at higher risk for swelling. Calcium channel blockers, for example. Calcium channel blockers are very, very popular. And we like calcium channel blockers because, like with blood pressure, they might not make you cough, they might not make you pee a lot in the middle of the night, but they are notorious for leg swelling. And you know, so, you know, with Prince Charles, with King Charles, and I apologize, I'm sorry, you know, like he's been Prince Charles ever since I was born, so I apologize, but with King Charles III, may he reign as long as he wants to, and may he live as long as he can. But there's obviously some concern with that. Now, remember, they're royals. So they probably have the Royal College of London, and they have, you know, they have the British Medical Journal researchers probably there all the time. I am sure they are getting the best care. But when you do see an individual have, you know, that type of swelling, it's concerning. The Queen, a day or two before she died, had purple bruising on her hands. We talked about senile purpura. Not to use the word senile in a politically incorrect sense, but we call it senile purpura, where the skin is so thin that your blood vessels pop and you end up bruising. It could be she had a recent IV, and that's why her hand had been purple. But she had some recent bruising. I think Mitch McConnell has been caught with some, you know, senile purpura, things like that. This bruising does happen to people when their skin thins. I bruise all the time. So that, you know, could be a harbinger of issues, but it doesn't necessarily mean that, you know, there's something significantly wrong. It's just when you do start to bruise more, we do like to check your platelets, check your clotting factors, and do a workup. But older individuals oftentimes will bleed a little easier. So a little bit later today, we're going to be talking about the young ones, Prince Harry and Prince William. And they've balded early. And I'm going to talk to you guys about some of how that could be concerning. Those who bald early, under age 30 especially, or bald rapidly, could be at higher risk for health issues. Now, Prince Charles appears to still have his hair. I don't know if it's, you know, everybody wonders if there's plugs or things like that. We all now augment our hair these days. But, you know, sadly, his kids do look like they've balded pretty quickly. So, obviously, with the monarchy, you know, we are concerned that the health of you know, those that are, you know, there, we want to make sure they're, you know, they live as long as they can. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Do Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Around the world, soaring borrowing costs are squeezing homebuyers and property owners alike. Numbers are showing buyers are pulling back as central banks raise interest rates at the fastest pace in decades, sending house prices falling. Meanwhile, millions of people who borrowed cheaply to purchase homes during the pandemic face higher payments as variable rates adjust. 9/11 ceremonies took place Sunday across America. President Biden speaking at a ceremony at the Pentagon.
And I know for all those of you who've lost someone, 21 years is both a lifetime and no time at all. It's good to remember. These memories help us heal.
Week one of the NFL season closes tonight after the Seahawks play Denver in Colorado for Monday Night Football. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history. Physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Timothy says he can't sell his home. It's been on the market now for 2 months. Do I have any advice? He lives in my neck of the woods, and the trust me, you'll sell it. You will sell it. You got to price it right. But yeah, this is kind of interesting. The housing market, it's been going up and down and oscillating, like an EKG. Actually, there's an interesting rhythm that oscillates. Tirsadas de Ponce, but we're not gonna go into that. I'm not gonna try to make real estate cardiac analogies right now. But it is, it's frustrating for some of you guys that are, first of all, okay. For those of you frustrated about what's going on with the house or your home, inflation, market, first and foremost, do not listen to any of these idiots out there who are bragging about how good they did and how they made a good decision during the pandemic. Same thing with stocks. Just get that out of your head. The average person is lying. The average person said, oh, man, I did good. I got in on my house, and I got in on this, and I got in on this, and I got it. You know, we all have ups and downs in our choices. Hopefully, the net is a net benefit or profit to us. But when you hear people brag, oh, yeah, I bought Pfizer right before the vaccines. Did they tell you Pfizer dropped? Did they talk about how much they lost? Did they talk about how, some of their other stocks they lost money in? Nobody ever talks about their losses. I do. I'm like, oh, I took a beat on that. Oh, crap, we're overpaying. Yeah, I'll tell you guys. But the average person doesn't. So you feel like you are at a deficit. And I want you to guys realize that you're not alone. You're actually things might not be as bad as you seem. So you have people that have been bragging that they got into a home, during the pandemic, and they're glad they got into a home because now there's not going to be a lot of homes, and they're really lucky. Yeah, but then on another end though, they got in when the prices were high. Now prices are dropping. So what are you bragging about? So the housing market was a cluster and a half because there were lockdowns. That was not something that usually typically drives housing markets. And all of a sudden, we had this new entity with COVID where you have to stay home. You're like, say what? Stay home. Minimize going out. Work from home. Do school from home. Stay home. So for those of us, I mean, like me, I used to just rent a room, and I didn't care where I slept, because I had to go to school, I had to go to work. I rarely, with the exception of needing to take a shower, I didn't necessarily need a home. I just needed a room and a bed, so I would rent rooms when I was in college and, getting through, and it wasn't until medical school that I actually got an apartment, and I was like, wow. And I still had to rent out rooms because I couldn't afford the apartment all by myself. It was a two-bedroom, one bath. And so when the lockdown happened, for those individuals who were really like, look, I'm out and about. I'm hardly ever home. Why do I have to spend that much money on my place of residence? I don't need that much space. I don't need that much square footage. Well, also, mind you, we have the recession prior to that. So we all talked about downsizing. Like, do you really need a 2,500 square foot house when you only live in 1,300 of it? Save yourself some money. Do you really need all that extra space? Do you really need, three cars? Downsize. Downsize. So during the recession, a lot of us downsized. And many of us realized we didn't have to have, a lot of what we had when things were a little bit more cush in the 2000s. Then all of a sudden you look around and you're like, wait a second, my 800 square foot apartment, studio apartment, that's not easy to lock down in. And now we're home. And we're stuck being home. And we're also in cities where crime is starting to rise. Defund the police, riots, all sorts of stuff. And you're thinking to yourself, well, wait a second, if I could work from home and I don't have to drive to work anymore, why can't I live in a cheaper area and actually get a better place to live? So this push to go to the suburbs, to get a house, to start making your home your workplace, because apparently the movie theaters are closed and restaurants are closed or things are going to eventually get more expensive. Those of you that move to a house, that decision don't regret. It's a great decision. I don't blame you. If you don't have to be, in the city, in an apartment that's more expensive and you can have some space, because you might have to work from home, or you might have some idiot politicians that say, just stay home, everybody. You want to make sure you have a place that's more comfortable. So the push to get any houses that you could that out there went like bonkers. But then there's only so much. There's only so much prices could go up. Now we have inflation. We have gas prices. And people are starting to rethink now that they don't have to lock down. You know what? I think my apartment is fine. I don't think I really need to buy a house. Now, people could say, well, no, you know, because if you do get the house, you could always rent it or you could always rent space. Well, the one thing we learned in this last couple of years, which was very also detrimental to the real estate market, was the concept of tenants not paying. That threw real estate also into a tailspin. So for those of us that thought, you know what I could do later is if I do own a house and I can't sell it, I just rent it out. I live in an apartment. I live on the money from the rent. That's my income. So, you know, because a lot of people are aging and they're retiring and they, you know, might not be able to stand on their feet for 12 hours a day. That was their game plan. The house I live in now, I'm going to rent out, which is something I would recommend to Timothy. Rent your house, take out an apartment, and hopefully live on the rent that's coming from the house until you can sell it. The problem is what do you do with tenants that don't pay? There's a lot of laws in their favor that protect the tenant, and that could be very, very disruptive to your bottom line or your ability to keep the apartment or keep the house or keep the... So, and I get why the eviction moratorium happened. It just, the eviction moratorium should have never had to happen if we didn't have lockdowns. But when you tell people that you have to fire your staff or let your staff go, or you can't, and you tell them to lock down, then individuals, they were like, well, what do we do? We're going to be out on the street. So there were these eviction moratoriums. So landlords are like, well, how do I get rent relief? So the feds tried to print all this extra money. They tried to have these extra programs. And then here we are today with high inflation. So for those of you having trouble selling your home, you know, if you don't really need to move, maybe don't. Interest rates are going up. And so interest rates make it less feasible to get a loan, not to mention a lot of banks are wondering if people are going to even pay their loan payment. So the prices are you know, you might have been able to sell it as a steal, but nowadays, you know, people are asking you to drop your price. What I would also recommend is some more precision selling. So there's a lot of individuals, like in California, that are like, I'm out of here. I can't take it anymore. It's too expensive. The politics. All right? Those are the people you want to sell your home to. See, I live in Nevada. We were in the heart of the recession. And we were like, who the hell's going to buy our house now? And it ended up being, again, a couple from California. Because our house was a steal compared to what they have in California. So trying to sell locally might be an issue. But if there are other states around you that are a lot more expensive, New York, Michigan, and, you know, you have a place that's less expensive and allows them to work remotely and is a steal. You know, many realtors out there, and I would suggest getting a realtor. I know a lot of people try to sell their home on their own. Get the realtor and get these groups that really know how to target these other potential buyers that are looking for good value, less expensive than what they're paying. 1-877-DOT-TALLY.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that but the common person can? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
All right, guys, we are are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So a couple of you have reached out over the last few weeks on your experiences with telemedicine. One of you said that you were on for hours. How can you lessen that? Is there anything you could say to make your wait shorter? Many of you are upset that you can't get antibiotics, that you're very, very frustrated that the doctor just diagnoses you with COVID and hangs up, which is not really supposed to be the way the conversation turns out or unfolds, but I'll explain that in a second. And then some of you, you're having great telemedicine results. It's fine, but you just can't get the medication that you want. So telemedicine has extended beyond what I ever thought it could do. And I am blown away at how we have the ability to go against everything we learned in medical school that I learned. And now, over the phone, blindly, make a diagnosis, prescribe a medication, and wish you well. Now, you're all goalposts where we basically move the goalposts. Our barometer has changed, and we have realized that not everything necessarily needs an in-depth, hour-long doctor visit. And the reason why we came to learn that is because doctors wouldn't spend an hour with their patient. Doctors wouldn't spend a half an hour with their patient. Not even 15 minutes. Some of you are lucky if you get less than a minute. And at that point, patients are like, why am I coming in? Why can't I just call? Now, my practice was a little different, right? Because I'm very talkative. And I would want to see your vitals. I would want to see your labs. I would want to see you face to face. And when I did try to do phone calls, I was at the office till 10 at night. It was just insurance wouldn't pay. I had kids going, where's mommy? You know, so to do work for free like that over the phone, it just didn't make sense. Could there have been some things that could have been handled over the phone? It could have, but a doctor could have worked for free. And having your doctor take care of you over the phone started to be almost an impossibility during the 2000s and the teens. There wasn't enough doctors. They were busy, medical providers. They were trying to see patients. So for them to sit on the phone and answer a bunch of questions for you for free was going to be difficult. And so people felt forced that they had to go in. They had to go in and get seen. Now, I had a plan with my patients. If they were a brand new diabetic or a brand new high blood pressure patient, and their numbers were pretty bad, I would, depend on how bad, you might have to go to the ER. But if I needed to control you pretty rapidly, I sometimes say, okay, come back tomorrow for a free blood pressure check. Or just call in tomorrow, give us your numbers so I have them. And then I would see them at either a three-day mark or week mark, then two-week mark, then four-week mark, then one-month mark, then three-month mark, and then six-month mark. And then I could see you every 3 to 6 months. And you'd be on a regular schedule. I'd check in with you. I'd get your prescriptions. I'd make sure you were doing everything right. And seeing you face-to-face, I thought, was valuable. But when there's not enough providers, and with COVID, you had a lot of providers saying, you know what, I was ready to retire after Obamacare. This is as good a time as any. Now you have all these individuals saying, yeah, I'll sit on the phone. I'll sit from my house and talk to you on the phone. The thing is once patients are like, wait a second, I could do that? They're like, And then on top of that, insurance companies made it less expensive to do telemedicine. And my insurance company says, look, Dahlia, if you want to use telemedicine instead of going to the doctors, $0 copay. We'll incentivize you. Use Teladoc or MD Live or America Well. $0 copay. But if you decide to go to a doctor, you're going to have to pay $25, $40. So people are thinking to themselves, well, if I'm just going to a doctor who's not going to see me, why not just do it over the phone? And now here you are with wait times. I remember during Christmas a few years back, I was with one company, and it was there were like almost 1,000 people in line. And I'm licensed in multiple states, so I get I'm going to see that there's more people in line than other individuals that are only licensed in one state. But I was like, dang. And I'm trying to see as many people as I could that day, and it was exhausting. And there's a lot of questions, and there's a lot of, you know, there's a lot of people that don't even have a doctor. So then they're on the phone, and it's not a quick visit. They're on the phone. There was one person who really wanted to make the visit with me, like an hour-long therapy session. And I had to say, no, you know, this isn't the therapy side. This is, you know, after about 10 minutes, most of the time at the 10-minute mark, you'll get about good 10 minutes, which is more than what many people got with their medical provider in person. But oftentimes we're over that. And then that takes long. So you have patients on the phone taking as long as they did in the office, and it's just the waits are long. So in order to try to get a shorter wait, you might be able to do so with a more acute diagnosis, because usually there's a triage nurse that you speak to first that will kind of go over everything in terms of, you know, what you have. But, I mean, if you are calling in because you have a paper cut and you say, well, yeah, I have chest pain. They're going to say, what are you doing? Wait, I don't want you waiting on the phone. Go to the hospital. So, you definitely don't lie. But what you do have to realize is if there is a wait, then, you know, you might have to be doing something else. And we don't want you in the grocery store. We don't want you, you know, we want you in a place where you could actually sit and talk and show the medical provider your issues. But if you are with a company where the wait is long, then you might want to talk to them about how do I minimize the wait, or talk to your insurance company about switching companies that have less of a wait. MD Live, their wait isn't bad at all. You know, during the peak of COVID, yeah, some people were waiting about an hour or so. But there were people on other platforms that were waiting even longer. So I'm a fan because I work with MD Live, but I noticed the wait times aren't as bad, just from personal experience. But in terms of the antibiotics, and we've spoken about this, okay, antibiotics used to be our go-to. And we would give antibiotics left and right. And one reason was because of the lawsuits. Doctors felt that if they didn't treat an infection well, then, you know, they'd get sued. Patients wanted it. All of a sudden, there were all these Yelp reviews. And they're like, okay, you want a Z-Pak? Here's your Z-Pak. Well, the powers that be were like, look, we have too much antibiotic resistance. If somebody has a sinus infection, not all sinus infections are bacterial. Now, for me, I always got an antibiotic for the sinus infection. It was just, you know, to me, the most painful thing. But a lot of sinus infections are viral. Most bronchitises are viral. Many of these conditions that happen yearly happen from a virus of the day, you know, your soup of the day, your virus of the day, or your pathogen of the day. So the average sinus infection this summer, or the average bronchitis, was actually caused by COVID. So even though you felt better with an antibiotic, which I get, I know the textbooks say, no, antibiotics won't do anything for viruses. I do believe that people will feel better. Those people who don't really have UTIs, urinary tract infections, but they feel that burning, they have that interstitial cystitis, they say, I took an antibiotic, I felt fine the next day. Yeah, that doesn't necessarily mean you had bacteria. It's just sometimes these antibiotics are somehow anti-inflammatory. But because of all the antibiotic overprescribing, especially with telemedicine doctors, we're told to be a lot more diligent about it. So you can get antibiotics over the phone, but there's criteria. And you see these people, they learn the criteria. And they're like, okay, well, show me a picture. Oh, no, I cleaned out my throat, so there's no more, white spots. And you're like, well, so yeah, so I get, you know, it's an evolving form of medicine. And that's why you guys are kind of running into some challenges. 1-877-DOLLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.